Good day, everyone. Merry Christmas, and welcome to the 23 Podcast. My name is Parker Kern, here as most of the time, along with my good friend, our pastor, Father Jeff Macbeth. Wherever you are, whenever you are listening, thank you for joining us. If you're joining us on Drop Day, it is Christmas Day. Father, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Parker, and everyone. Thanks for listening on Christmas Day.
I know, you're really our true super fans.
I know it.
We should send you some merch that we don't have.
Yeah, but we'll get on that.
We will. We'll
send you a link to the merch website.
We'll send you a link to the Slang-O-Matic where you can put that in your Amazon cart. Father, we survived Christmas.
No, Advent, yeah. And
I was talking about the Christmas masses.
Oh, right. Yeah. As always, you know.
Yeah.
As always. But always good. Always good, like we talked about last week. You know, even with all the swirl of things. And
yes.
Yeah, but that's just part of what we do. You know, we swirl so other people can enjoy.
That's right. Yeah.
So
sort of like the ironicness of, you know, they talk about the song, obviously Silent Night,
mm-hmm.
And how here it's not a silent night, but it's a joyful and loud night, rejoicing night, in some cases, and you know, sort of that swirl that you talk about is anything but silent, but again, all for the glory of God, and that's why we're happy to do it. But
yeah, if you're listening in the morning and are still looking for a mass, we do have mass at 10 o'clock in the morning.
That is true.
So there's still a chance maybe to come join us.
See you in a couple minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're recording live. Yeah.
That's right.
So, Father, I think today to set this up, we are going to do a little Christmas primer. And
yes.
What I mean by Christmas primer is obviously, as you mentioned a lot of times, is that when we have Christmas Day, it's not the end, it's the beginning.
You got it.
So we do have, obviously, Christmas Day and the octave, and then we have several Sundays and other feasts in between now and when we get back to ordinary time in mid-January. And we're going to talk about the majority of the Christmas season up to the baptism of the Lord. We will resume on January 8th, I think, is our next. We're going to basically take this
next week off.
Next week off, and then on the 8th, we'll have the final Christmas Sunday, the baptism of the Lord.
Transition Sunday.
Yes. Yeah. So we will have we'll have that for you. But today we're going to talk about the Christmas season. We have a gospel that may or may not be read at Mass on Christmas, but probably will not be.
Yeah. There's a lot of options.
A lot of options, right? So,
a lot of options.
But, Father, if you'd like to share that with us, and then we can talk that over a little bit and go over the rest of the Christmas season.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, that's part of the thing with all these options. It gives you different parts of the whole thing. But, I wanted to read Luke chapter 2, verses 15 to 20. When the angels went away from them to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go then to Bethlehem to see this thing that had taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went in haste and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. What I like about this, in part, you know, is the intentionality, kind of like we talked about with Joseph, you know, and also Mary last week, that intentionality of being like, oh, that was great, but they went, you know, to Mary and Joseph, you know, and the child Jesus, you know, rather than just kind of keep it to themselves or whatnot, they wanted to experience it.
Yeah, I like how they described it as a thing that happened.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
This thing that happened.
Yeah, who knows what the original is that got translated. This thing that happened probably could have been.
They could have been maybe a little bit more eloquent with.
Yeah,
that,
right.
But, you know, this thing whatever. That happened,
this little thing.
It's okay.
Yeah, I love that. So. And confirmed that, like, they had gotten this word from the angels about what was happening.
So again, it's confirming that, you know, hey, there's a thing happening, right?
Yeah.
But I think that's a, you know, a beautiful thing. We see the, you know, a lot of times we have a nativity scene that we kind of look at, and that's sort of, you know, the moving, everybody's moving toward the nativity, right?
Yeah. Of course, it's a good reminder, the word angel means messenger.
Yes.
If you didn't know that. And so
I did not know that, actually.
Yeah, so there you go. So they're delivering this big message, you know, to the shepherds who are out in the fields, and just sort of, you know, they kind of were
up here in the field.
That's right. They fight for their meals. So they were attuned, you know.
Right. Again, they had that listening. I don't know about listening ear, but they were open to trusting. You know, I guess they could have been like, well, I'm hallucinating. That's kind of weird. I'm just going to go to bed, right? Mm-hmm. But the angels were like, no, come and see this thing. And then people are, they're like, wow, this is great. And again, they trust that something amazing happened. They wanted to be part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't that symbolize all of us on Christmas in a little way? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like last week we talked about, oh gosh, there's so many people here. But that isn't that really what it is?
Mm-hmm.
We're all coming to celebrate this thing. That happened. Yeah. I know the title of the episode already.
That's right.
But but that's what we're doing. We're all coming from afar. We're coming from different places, different areas, for the same purpose. That's what all these folks were doing. What a great first Christmas. Mm-hmm. I mean,
that reminds me of that dumb joke that I've told. Why do the wise men smell like smoke?
It came from afar.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Came from afar. I also like that, and Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. And we hear that actually multiple times in the infancy narratives. You know that,
yes.
You know, she, of course, was very prayerful and treasured all these ways that God was bringing revelation through the child. And so, like maybe that's our challenge this Christmas season. You know, too, as we step into it. You know, it's not be like, okay, that's a wrap. But to keep reflecting on all these things in her heart, you know, that the God who made the universe became one of us and a baby and born into a family and, you know, is savior of the world and all these things. That's what's right. Nice about
many ways we're just like him, except we're not God and we're not the savior. But human wise,
right,
we share similar. You got a family.
Yeah, complete human nature. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what's so great about all these feasts that are ahead. You know, this weekend is the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
Yes,
you know that Jesus was born. You're right, not only as a baby, but into a family, which I think shows the just as God becoming one of us reminds us of our own dignity as human beings. But born into a family, you know, shows the dignity of the family, even with all its messiness.
Right, and I think it humanized him a bit more too.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, if he would have just sort of, I know Father Rose sometimes just says, you know, and, you know, as if he was like some sort of magic,
right?
You know, oh, look, I'm God. Or I know sometimes you say, I'm God in your homilies or something.
Right.
Like, that would not have had as much effect. But a baby, you know, for all intents and purposes, kind of weak and powerless and
slips in under the radar.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, being brought up by a family and whatnot, I mean, in an earthly setting.
And coming from a family, like that genealogy in Matthew 1, which was the gospel on December 17th for that weekday, which I love it. People think it's crazy, but I love proclaiming that genealogy.
Yeah.
But, you know, we show that Matthew was very clear to show that Jesus didn't just sort of appear out of nowhere. Like, there was this whole line, this whole family tree with all of its mixed bag that was, just like our own, you know, and his human nature came from a line, you know, an ancestry and into a family. And
yeah.
January 1st, our holy day, Mary, Mother of God, you know, he had a mom and all these kind of things. But also that as God that, you know, Mary is the Christ bearer. So yeah, all these amazing things that we can just keep pondering.
Yeah. And then this sort of ties back in this gospel in particular with the Epiphany, right? Because these people took a trip, so did the Magi,
right?
Right.
Yeah, the shepherds were you know, they kind of probably slept outside, so they were sort of attuned to what was going on in the sky, and the Magi would have, in a more scholarly way, would have been attuned to the same thing. And
right.
So you're right, followed the star that led to led to Christ. So, which, by the way, I'm going to be gone this weekend, or not by this weekend, I mean Epiphany weekend, since that's what we're talking about at the moment. So there's a ministry called Focus, Fellowship of Catholic University Students, which has done amazing things, and their founder, Curtis Martin. And they have an annual conference around Epiphany, and it's called SEEK.
Great.
Which, it's for college students, and so it kind of needs to be when they're on kind of break still.
That makes sense.
But, you know, other people can come, like priests, and I've kind of always wanted to go to, because I hear it's amazing. And sometimes, like last year was in Salt Lake City or something like that.
Oh.
But then I found out this year's was in the main one, because they have a couple different ones, but the main one was in Columbus.
I'm like,
this might be my best chance to check this out. So I thought I'd do that. It could be a little adventure for me, you know?
You wouldn't be like the Magi. You wouldn't have to go all the way to Salt Lake City. You could just,
Just take, go to Columbus.
Just hit Route 23.
Yeah. So, so I'm excited about that.
That'd be great.
And should be a neat experience. And, kind of see how things shake out with that. But I'm excited about it. But, so I'll be away that this week, Epiphany weekend.
Okay.
January 34th hold
the fort down for you.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Yeah, it starts on January 1st, so it's kind of wild on New Year's Day to, like, be driving down to a conference. But, yeah, it is what it is. You know, the dates, and they kind of got to squeeze it in when they can. So
yeah. Well, again, you got to account for the fact that the students probably will be, I mean, a lot of universities start back up that next Monday on like the 5th or 6th.
Right.
Depending, you know, some of them are like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah.
I don't get why some universities start on Wednesday. I'm like, you're starting in the middle of the week. Uh-huh. It doesn't make any sense. Start on Monday. Anyways, it's a soapbox I don't have to anymore. But
I hear there's like, there could be like 20,000 people there. So this is a big thing.
Oh, yeah. So it's going to be an arena like we talked about last week?
It is totally going to be an arena. We will have massive
arena. Is it at the Nationwide Arena?
I think it's at the Columbus Convention Center, but I don't know if Nationwide's attached to that. I'm not familiar with Columbus.
Oh, well.
But so I guess we'll see what happens. So
it's gonna say you might have mass on the, you know, the campus of Ohio State. I don't know how you'd feel about that.
We'll just move on.
Okay, sounds good. That's good.
Plus, it'd be cold.
Let's pray for that.
Yes, right.
And pray that we all have a wonderful Christmas season, huh, Father.
Yeah, yeah. But really, you're grateful for all of you who listen.
Who
follow us each week, and we hope it's meaningful for you. That's our prayer before we begin our recording, that
every time
God kind of uses this for good and to help you prepare for Mass and to and your own faith journey, and if you've been blessed by it, we praise God for that. And
and if you haven't, keep it to yourself.
That's right. Just keep praying for us that we get our act together.
Yeah.
So yeah. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. God, during this this Christmas season, however short it may be, help us to continue to reflect on the fact that we have Emmanuel, God with us, that we have the Word made flesh who dwelt among us, that you came as a baby so we can pick you up and hold you close, such as your desire to be in relationship with us. So may this season be in time of grace and blessing that that propels us into the new year ahead. God, we love you. We thank you for your love for us. Sustain us this day and each day in that love in the Holy Spirit and through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Man, again, Merry Christmas, everybody. God bless you all.